It is Joe and Tim on the morning wake up on Salt 106.5. Time for us now to check in with Lucy Good from Beanstalk Mums. Morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, I did. Lovely. Thank you.
Now, one of the things I reckon that is really important for everybody, but especially those of us that are sort of struggling on our own without the support network that might come in a healthy relationship, as encouragement and inspiration. So today you're going to give us some inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I started doing some podcasts, which I'm loving, and I put the question out to the mums on my Facebook group, the Single Mum Vine, and I said, what do you want to hear me talk about? Who do you want to hear me talk to? And I got loads and loads and loads of feedback, which was fabulous. But one of the things that really came through was they wanted to hear inspirational stories from other single mums who were doing well, who had managed to turn their lives around. And so I knew just the person, and that was Kylie Travers, who I actually work with anyway, and I talked to her on other Facebook groups. She's just the most incredible woman, and she went from homeless and on Centrelink to becoming an award-winning CEO.
Now,
so
Lucy,
I did a podcast with her.
When I saw this story for the first time, I thought, this can't be true. I mean, it is so inspiring and so inspirational that she could go from so much in the gutter, literally, to being a CEO and an award-winning CEO.
Yeah, and this is one of those stories that is just so uplifting. And what's so wonderful about it as well is she's just another single mum who is on our group and talks to us and discusses things with us. So there's a real link between this amazing story and reality, because it can happen. And I mean, I go into it on the podcast, and you know, some of the things that Kylie went through I wouldn't even want to mention on the radio, because they really were so horrific. She really was as low as it can get. And to somebody to turn it around from that, and not just turning it around later on in life, but she turned it around straight away, how she dealt with those situations at the time, and the lessons that she gives us in the podcast that we can actually apply to our own life are absolutely invaluable.
Now, you talked about personal turning points for Kylie. Can you share one or a couple of those to encourage those listening?
Yeah, well, it was something, one of the first things that I asked her, because I always think a turning point is a very important thing, because that's the time where you say, right, I'm not putting up with this, I'm going to change things. It's such a personal thing, your turning point. Mm. For Kylie, hers was when she hit rock bottom, and that was, she had a lot of other issues going on, but then she got robbed. And she said that she was sitting waiting for the police to turn up. And she just, in her head, she managed to turn things around. She said, look where I am. She kind of looked in on herself, and she realized that she had to do something about it. She wasn't going to put up with the way things were going with her life anymore. So her turning point in one respect was it got so bad. It got so bad that she had to turn it around. And what she actually did on the night that she got robbed was she just sorted it out in her own head. And she's got a fabulous way of compartmentalizing everything. So one of the pieces of advice that she gave, which I thought was fantastic, because at the time when I spoke to her, my house had been flooded. And I was everything was going wrong. Of course, one thing goes wrong and everything goes wrong. She would say, you have to compartmentalize everything. You have to look at that one issue on its own without anything else, and you have to deal with that one issue. Once you've done that, then you can move on to the next thing. And that advice actually really helped me in the situation I was in at the time. Love talking to people that give me actionable advice that I can actually put into my own life, and Kylie did that on many different levels.
Actually, that's a phenomenal idea, because the idea of actually looking at something as an isolated issue, that's practical for everybody on a whole raft of levels. So, and obviously it works, because look at her life.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So just try it. Give it a go. Because I did, and it does work.
That is awesome. Great, great conversation and great bit of inspiration as well. Thanks so much, Lucy. We'll actually put that podcast up, a link to that, on our website as well. And interestingly enough, Kylie Travis says that there are seven key life areas to help you live the life that you want, and that is health, family and relationships, finance, travel, your business or career, personal development, and time management and organization. So deal with those seven issues, and life will, you know, you'll have a clear idea of where to go. So hopefully that encourages you this morning, and has done me. Lucy, thanks as always. Love chatting with you.
Thank you.
It is the Morning Wake Up with Joe and Tim.